WHCL, Clinton, New York. And a program note tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, tomorrow night you won't hear anything on this station. Tomorrow night, please tune in to WHCL 88.7 FM here in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. It's next Friday at 6 p.m. Please, please, please listen to Retro Country with Mark Fuller. And as I say, this is the good old country music that you might have enjoyed in those days when you would, in those days when you were more or less fancy free, bombing into those rustic wood paneled dens of iniquity where there would be a smoky jukebox playing all these great country recordings. Well, that's what Mark Fuller plays. And if you wish to relive those days, well, you might not help your marriage any, but you know, pour yourself a beer. Just try to find a rather disreputable chair with some duct tape on it and sit back and listen and enjoy and relive those days when you were getting away with things that you wouldn't get away with now. And that's next week, 6 p.m. on WHCL FM, Clinton, New York, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. V.I.C. Vic Myers, as opposed to V.I.C.K. Vic Myers, and that was recorded in New York, Rose Room, 1929, Vic Myers music. Yes, very nice recording, nice string bass in there, too. And we're going to continue now on Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. Bringing this to you tonight, at least through the courtesy of the trustees of Hamilton College and WHCL, that is. I couldn't just be doing this in my living room, but if I were, I'd probably get arrested. So it's just as good, just as well that I have a radio transmitter at my disposal tonight. Here's Eddie Condon and his Foot Warmers, 1928, from the timeless CD of Eddie Condon. I'm sorry I made you cry.
Mm-hmm.
of Broadway, 78. Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, Bill Carlson, director, 1927. Tiger Rag, and that was a pretty good reading of that. That was a lot of enthusiasm, I got to say, for guys recording in the deep Midwest. They did, oh boy, that's hot stuff. And before that, Horace Heidt, recording on the West Coast at this time, Golden Gate, 1928. And that was a hot band. That was before they all turned into musical nights and had to show their decorum. They were a little bit more frisky in those days. And that's from a timeless CD, Jazz on the West Coast, beginning with Eddie Kahn and his foot warmers, I'm Sorry I Made You Cry, from 1928. Yeah, Eddie's singing there. Eddie never liked this singing voice, but there's a certain earnestness to it, which I have to appreciate. I'm Andy Senior, and I have a certain earnestness, too, which I sometimes overdo. And this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Now here's the BBC Dance Orchestra under the direction of Henry Hall. I think this is Les Allen on the vocal. I'm pretty sure, but indeed, how could we be wrong? 1933.
We both are so set on it. How could we be wrong? Our love is so strong, I'd be willing to bet on it. How could we be wrong? Why should it ever die? Darling, you and I are by far too happy, happy today to throw it away. Now life is a song, since we based our duet on it. How could we be wrong? Entering in our native land. Imagine our records being banned from entering in our native land. That they are obscene, I must deny, but all things look yellow to the jaundiced eye. I think they're ungenerous to attempt to take our music from us. Hello.
Local talent is my contention, should be given help and recognition. For all the boys, I don't care a rap, we have put this island on the map. For from New York, Haiti and Curacao, on stage, gramophone and radio, every chance that these boys have had, they have glorified and advertised Trinidad. For the benefit of those who don't know, Calypso is a heritage from long ago. Many of the Puritans in this land, they want to muzzle the Calypsonians. They hate to have their dirty linen washed in public, and so they have devised this curvy trick to apply pressure strong and vigorous, and try to take our music from us. How my offend? Well, I do not care, but many things I see is unfair. If John C. Lucker go to jail or pay, and you see headlines in the papers next day. But when Mistress so-and-so is guilty of unchastity, you mustn't give it no publicity. It's not her fault if she's not virtuous, so why try and take all music from us? Niswaki Mali Pass is my cry. Evil to him who thinketh evil, says I. It's known a man with a perverted mind, with the most moral work some fault he will find. If Nettie Nettie is indecent, then I must insist that so is Shakespeare's Venus and Adonis. But all these writers, they make no fuss, but for we they want to take all music from us.
And that was a cute little number, an instrumental, although I have heard the version with the lyrics. The version with the lyrics is called The Calypso Behind the Wall. And this version is just called, you know, very plainly, Codelo's Top Hatters Orchestra, 1938, Bastardy. And that sounds like a game show, doesn't it? With Alex Trebek. One of those little seaside communities that they used to sing about, where the breezes blow and it's very, you know, lovely and, you know, sort of a peppy foxtrot. But that was, you know, that's what that was called. Attila the Hun before that, The Banning of Records, and that title would have gotten it banned, probably. The Banning of Records, 1938, yes, they used to do that. They used to dump them overboard. They used to do all kinds of things. They didn't want them. They'd record them down there. They'd send the masters up to New York, and they'd bring down the finished product. And if they didn't meet with the local censorship board, they'd deep six them. So there are a lot of records in the Caribbean Sea, in the Southern Atlantic as we speak. Let's say the temperate zone, perhaps. Before that, the BBC Dance Orchestra, Henry Hall directing, Les Allen. How could we be wrong? Well, we could, but I don't think we are. That was 1933. And now the yes, indeed. Speech Therapy Monday. Let me put that on my calendar. Now, we have the Georgia Melodians in 1926. And another wonderful recording by them on Edison, issued on Timeless, Rhythm of the Day. Thank you. CBC 1-061, bands on the, yes, West Coast bands, West Coast jazz, 1925, great, great music. It's just, well, the thing is, we played three acoustic recordings that were so remarkable in their own way, and you know, some people would rather hear electric, but some of these acoustic things are just far out, just incredible. Before that, Vincent Rose and his Montmartre orchestra. Actually, the one previously was on Fred Elizalde and the Hollywood Sunset Band, so let me make that correction. But it's still CBC 1-061, the Fred Elizalde thing. But out on the West Coast Band CD, which is CBC 1-0076-78. Don't pay any attention. Just read my playlist on Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Vincent Rose and his Montmartre Orchestra, Helen Gone, 1924. That song is so... There's just something about that song that's so haunting and modern and strange. It doesn't sound like it was written in 1924. It sounds like it was written in 1974. And it has there's something about it. It's really anachronistic almost, but it's so haunting that I feel compelled to listen to it often. Even though I found the 78 of it, but I thought I'd play the Timeless track on Timeless CBC 1-078. So that's the correct number. West Coast Bands. Before that, on the Georgia Malonian CD, Rhythm of the Day. Yeah, 1926. And that's Timeless CBC 1-031. You can find all this on radiolablog.blogspot.com or type Radiola into Google, and you'll find those playlists and all kinds of great links to great programs like the Big Broadcast, Forward into the Past. There's so many good ones. my brain just failed again, but don't worry. I'll reboot it later. We're going to continue now, Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Boyd Center with Eddie Lang on guitar, Jack Russell on piano. NAL Blues, ENIALE Blues, 1928, which is Elaine spelled backwards. So somebody was making a comment about Elaine that they didn't want Elaine to know about, but I'm sure she found out.
Thank you. sing.
I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh, gosh, oh, gee, I'm sick to death, I'm me.
Hey, play that thing, boy.
Nothing's wrong, fella. Listen, some folks sit around complaining of their luck. Sorry they were ever born and all that kind of truck. Now they complain that fate doesn't treat them fair. They even grumble at the faces nature makes them wear.
But I don't want to be anybody else but me, me, me. Oh, gosh, oh, gee, I'm tickled to death, I'm me. I don't sit and sigh because I ain't some other guy.
To death on me, at least for 2 hours on Friday night. Now, of course, if I, you know, I couldn't change with anybody because nobody would want this one. So you're stuck with Andy Sr. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org with Radiola. And that was the Rhythm Rascals, a British group, not the Radio Rhythm Rascals, which was a different group, but the Rhythm Rascals, which had a lot of good jazz guys, although they were trying to sound like the Hoosier Hotshots in 1936. I'm Tickled to Death on Me. Before that, Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs, The Swampland is Calling Me, 1937. Well, so far the Swampland hasn't called, but I haven't given out the numbers. And we begin with Boyd Center, Eddie Lang playing an amazing solo there on NAL Blues, which is Elaine spelled backwards. So I wonder who Elaine was and whether she appreciated the tribute, 1928. And we're going to continue now with a couple of, well, at least this one, Calypso, and then another. Those are all timeless recordings, by the way, and you can pretty much find those if you look. And I'm not going to give out the numbers. We're running close here. Tully the Hun, getting philosophical here, so let's just jump into it. 1938. From West Indian Rhythm, the Bear Family box set, The Horrors of War.
Soldier exclaim, never me go to fight again. I heard an ex-soldier exclaim, never me go to fight again. Why should I take a rifle in hand to shoot and murder my brother man? In fact, why did you should I go to war when I don't know what the devil are fighting for? ¶¶ War, I had to tell this ex-soldier, was the work of politicians, I feared. And I went on to describe 1914 and the horrible things I had seen, when the flower of the manhood of the nation, with music, songs and jubilation, went to the front upright, brave and came, not knowing millions would not come back again. I turn to the other side of the picture, which is even more revolting, I fear. With a broken-hearted mother, bowed down and gray, all she can do for her boy is pray. The sweetheart and sister with tortured brain, reading the names of those in battle slain. And tell me, why did you should I go to war, when I don't know what the devil are fighting for? The object of this song is an exhortation addressed to the rising generation. Fighting is surely humanity's bane, so from this barbarism abstain. Put science and literature to the fore, and definitely ban the red god of war. For it's the only way that the world would be decidedly safe for democracy.
Truly wonderful.
Peace, brother, peace.
Brother, peace, let happiness increase. It is truly wonderful. Peace, brother, peace. Peace, brother, peace, let all your troubles cease. It is truly wonderful. Peace, brother, peace. Thank you, Mary.
Peace, peace, peace.
Thank you, dearie.
Peace, peace, peace.
Thank you, Father.
Peace, peace, peace.
Thank you, Chappie.
Peace, peace, peace.
Brother, peace, let your happiness increase. War is wonderful. Peace, brother, peace. Peace, brother, peace. My family's increased. I got four expecting some more. Peace, brother, peace.
Sure, it was easy to say that in 1937. Peace, brother, peace. Willie Lyon, Smith and His Cubs from 1937. And before that, Attila the Hun in 1938, The Horrors of War. Well, I have this box set is very interesting because when Hitler started getting fresh over there and doing stuff and said he wanted Trinidad, boy, those guys were singing a different tune. So peace, good luck, try and find it, especially when some, you know, people try to, there'll always be somebody to stir up the nest, as it were. But it's a beautiful thing to think about, whatever may happen. I'm Andy Senior, and I have many beautiful things to think about, but most of all I have this music that I'm glad to bring you each week here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, 8 p.m. every Friday. And at 6, please tune in to Retro Country with Mark Fuller, which is country like you remember it. It's not modern country. It's the country that you probably grew up with or got loaded on, depending on your age. I was always playing on a radio somewhere, and you remember it very much, and it's almost hardwired into your brain, driving those back roads and turning on that AM radio and hearing those old country songs, or ambling into that particular place of iniquity and enjoying your cold PBR and whatever else you were digging in those days. But that indeed was that's what Mark plays. He plays that old country, and that's great stuff. He's on at 6. He's on 6 to 8. I'm on at 8 to 10. Next week, I think we got the Gray Fox coming back in at 10, but I don't see the Gray Fox. I think he's still on the prowl somewhere else, so next week he will emerge. But we're going to finish up here on Radiola with The Caresser, and this is very appropriate, 1938. Time for Man to Go Home, and it just about is at that.
Yes, it's time for a man go home, you could believe me. Time for a man go home. No, it was never made to roam. So time for a man go home, yes, darling.
Time for a man go home. It's time for a man go home. No, it was never made to roam. It's time for a man go home.
You may never live to come all, you could believe. If day or night you should stroll, drinking, gambling, and parading the tongue without sleeping will break you down. So, darling,
time for man go home. It's time for man go home. Night was never meant to roam. It's time for man go home.
Take my warning, don't live by guess. For even the beast has a time to rest. The birds of the air and the bees in their flight walk by day and they rest by night. So, darling,
time for man go home. It's time for man go home. Night was never made to roam. It's time for man go home.
Let's refer to creation plan. You could believe all the things pertaining to man. A time to work, eat, play, and pray, and rest at the end of each day. You could believe me.
It's time for man go home. It's time for man go home. Night was never made to roam. It's time for man go home.
I will tell you of a friend of mine, you could believe, who I knew for a very long time. He was a gambler, a hard worker, and a jewbreaker too, but Basil bowled him at 22, you could believe me.
It's time for man go home. It's time for man go home. Night was never made to roam. It's time for man go home.
Yes, it happened just the other day, a little bit again and nearly passed away. You break in, I took when Basil threw the hook. I had to run to Dr. Lightfoot, you could believe me.
It's time for man go home. It's time for man go home. Night was never meant to roam. It's time for man go home.
One and all, please take my advice. If you solve the problem, you would be wise. To be a rolling stone, you gather no more. Son, at the end, your life is the course. So, darling,
time for man go home. It's time for man go home. Night was never made to roam. It's time for man go home.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.